mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two. Missy wanted me to make sure I explained the promotion. She ran out of time. She gets so excited about helping people. She just totally loses track of the segment.
There
it is. I'm sorry. I had the selection wrong setting on the phone. Celebrate freedom from extra weight and bad health with My Pure Health Solutions. New clients, 25% off. Returning clients, 25% of your new program plus 10 days free. In current clients, you can upgrade the program, do some extensions of your supplements. Simply get 25% off the upgrades. The way you do it, call 269-964-4044. Very simple. Get the discount if you're interested. This is only until this coming Friday, July 4th. It is a 4th of July Independence Day sale that's happening this week only. So if you are a new client, you've been listening to Missy all these years on the show, finally decide, you know what, I'm going to give her a call and at least have a conversation with her. You can get 25% off until 5 p.m. on Friday. So just text me, Missy, and I'll text you back the phone number, 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. Greatly appreciate her doing that for us. Now, another story that I'm following in Lansing, and it's kind of interesting because we talked about the budget. I've been monitoring my emails all morning, waiting to see if there was any breaking news. Nothing happening right now regarding the school budget that is supposed to be passed statutorily by midnight tomorrow. Well, one of the things that we have been talking about is the process. Senate passed their budget, not only for the school budget, but the entire budget a couple of months ago. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, basically nowhere to be seen publicly on any comments about the budget. So we'll see basically where this goes. But we're going to continue to watch it for the rest of today. And, of course, tomorrow to see what happens, waiting, I'm sure, that there will be some kind of story coming out, if not during the show today, probably this afternoon. And as soon as I see it, I'll make sure we're prepared to discuss it with you guys tomorrow's show. A couple of other things happening down in the Capitol. And this is kind of interesting. Based on Supreme Court rulings, how is that going to affect our state Department of Education here in Michigan? What am I talking about? Well, the United States Supreme Court on Friday came out with a bunch of rulings. Of course, you've heard it by now. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has been basically given the green light for his executive orders when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to his agenda, when it comes to deporting people out of the country, border security, all these things that have been challenged in court, that injunctions were given preventing the president from carrying out his agenda. Well, an additional ruling by the Supreme Court brought by parents from the state of Maryland. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court to be able to opt out of school lessons using LGBTQ books. There are religious objections to these books being taught to their children. Well, now, based on the Supreme Court ruling that came out on Friday, they can have their children opt out of being taught those lessons. State Senator Jim Runstedt, who's also the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, applauded the court's ruling, calling it a major victory for conservative values and for parental rights. This decision confirms that it is parents and not the far left who should decide what's appropriate for their children, Runstedt said. This ruling is a step toward restoring parental rights in America, rights that have been eroded by far-left extremists seeking to silence parents. With Michigan's reading and math scores continuing to spiral downward toward the bottom nationally, this ruling is a stark reminder that our focus should be on the ABCs and not the DEI. This is a battle for our children's future, and today is a major victory for parents everywhere. Well, the ruling came down 6-3 along ideological lines and was written, the majority opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito Jr. And it reverses a lower court ruling favoring the Montgomery County school system in the state of Maryland. A government burdens the religious exercise of parents when it requires them to submit their children to instruction that poses a very real threat of undermining their religious beliefs and practices that the parents wish to instill in their children. And a government cannot condition the benefit of free public education on parents' acceptance of such instruction. Well, one of the dissenting justices, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, dissented, stating, "The reverberations of the court's error will be felt, I fear, for generations." A group of parents from Maryland, Montgomery County, Muslim, Catholic, and Ukrainian Orthodox religions wanted to be able to get their children to opt out from having instructions involving LGBTQ-themed storybooks. The school board initially allowed the parents to excuse their children from the instruction, but then a year later rescinded their parental opt-out policy. That triggered the parents to hire an attorney and take them to court. It went through the entire process and ended on Friday with the Supreme Court of the United States saying parents now have rights and are able to opt their children out of this type of instruction if they choose to. So make sure you let people know this is now the rule of the land. Now, one of the things that we are looking at, is the process. How is this going to change, for example, the Michigan Department of Education? Are they going to incorporate this Supreme Court ruling and adopt an opt-out policy? Do you have to fill out a form? Do you have to sign something? You're basically not really sure how this is going to be implemented, but it is now, quote unquote, the law of the land. If the other side can use it for gay marriage and other things, well, so can conservative religious people. And this is the basis for the lawsuit and the basis for their decision. Now, a couple of other rulings that came out was kind of interesting. Not only did the Supreme Court rule that these district judges, and it was kind of interesting because of all of the injunctions that had been put in place against Donald Trump this term in his office, the majority of these injunctions, folks, came from courts in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, and the state of Washington. A couple of them even came from Washington, D.C. Well, the ruling was very simple. A local district judge cannot insert an injunction of a president's executive order nationwide. The local jurisdiction judges don't have jurisdiction nationwide. Therefore, they should not be able to ban these executive orders at the national level. Well, the left is now saying, well, we're not done. Instead of doing it via an injunction with a U.S. district judge, we are now going to do class action lawsuits. Another lawfare tactic is basically what they're now going to resort to. Many of them claim that they already have class action lawsuits put together and plan to be filing them as early as today. So, again, we'll see where this goes. One other quick note. We're going to be following this story especially. What is the process going forward regarding the commander-in-chief? And the commander-in-chief being able to exercise military strikes. Well, there was a resolution proposed on Friday. We'll talk about that next. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two today. Got a couple of people have texted me, Missy, I sent you the flyer, the phone number that you can give them a call this week and take advantage of the Independence Day freedom-loving 4th of July sale for new clients, current clients, previous clients, 25% off. Upgrades, all kinds of things happening. You need to give them a call and talk to them about it to find out more about it. And again, that phone number, 269-964-4044. I got a couple of people have also texted me, Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. We've got people that are going to be coming from all over northern Michigan. I've reached out to a few folks waiting to hear back confirmation for some guest speakers that we're going to have. We're excited about that as well. Again, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to acconservatives.org. You just click on it, read the post, follow the instructions, click on the yellow donate button, donate for your tickets. If you're buying more than one ticket, click on the note to seller box and give us the names of the people that will be joining you. We'll get you guys on the list to be able to check you in. We're excited. It's going to be a great event. Again, 3 weeks from this coming Saturday, 4th of July. We will not be here on Friday, 4th of July show. I'm not sure just yet if we got a replacement show, but if we don't, we will be here on Friday, 4th of July. And Saturday, the 19th of July, in Central Lake, Michigan from noon to 4 p.m. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, please text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. You can get your tickets. We can put you on the list to make sure we have a food count and be able to get you to the event. We're excited. It's going to be a great day. One last thing I did want to mention real quick. The process. Everybody's texting me questions about the budget. Well, if they don't get the school aid budget done by the statutory deadline of midnight tomorrow, Speaker Matt Hall has just said that they will be working on it over the summer, but will not be back in session until after Labor Day before they could vote on it. Those are things that he said previously, and I'm scouring MERS News Service, Lansing State Journal, Gongware, MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. Nothing coming out of Lansing so far. So again, we'll be monitoring that and absolutely checking on it and let you know as soon as we have any information. Last little note that I did want to get in for this hour before we head to other stories nationally in the third hour, we're going to be talking a lot about that, is the news story that was reported out of Lansing on Friday. Right now, there's some kind of issue happening, and they're not really sure how this is going to play out. Michigan State Police, the leader of it, basically, James Grady, well, a vote of no confidence was taken by the rank-and-file members of the Michigan State Troopers Association. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, over the weekend, was all excited and praised James Grady for being recognized for his service for 25 years in law enforcement. Meanwhile, the rank-and-file members of the State Troopers Association wants him gone in charge of the Michigan State Police. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, absolutely not sure how to deal with this, because the governor is the one who appoints, who runs the Michigan State Troopers Association. Michigan State Police Director James F. Grady was recognized by Michigan's Chronicle's 2025 Men of Excellence honorees, a distinction that Governor Gretchen Whitmer highlighted on Friday as her director faces calls for removal and also a House Oversight Committee investigation. The awards are given to African-American men who are influential and champions in their communities and demonstrate integrity, poise, leadership, and exceptional achievement, according to the Chronicle. Well, House Appropriations Chair Mike Mueller, former law enforcement officer himself, said to the governor spotlighting the award, "This is a deflection from the facts. Politics at its purest form. We are focused on morale, recruitment, retention, integrity of the department, and we will continue to keep the best interests of the troopers at heart." The award came after 98.48% of the Michigan State Police Troopers Association voted that they no longer had confidence in the leader of the Michigan State Police. Michigan Police Association, as well as others, said that they do not support the current director and that they want new leadership. So that battle's ongoing down in Lansing. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path.